And it's that time of the week where we do our car reviews. We replay these on Saturdays for Drive Radio as well. So it's our combination Rush to Reason / Drive Radio segment. Richard, what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad. So driving it right now. And it's a nice little, I'm going to call it a compact SUV. Maybe it might be slightly above that. So forgive me if I'm wrong here. 2026 Mazda CX-50. This is the Turbo S, or the Turbo Premium Plus model, which is kind of the top level trim that you can get. It's got advanced safety aids, 360-degree camera system. It's got some different interior options if you want it. However you want to do this, however you kind of want to make this vehicle out, you have the ability to do so. What's new for 2026 is a new trim structure, which includes a base 2.5 turbo trim. You have a Meridian edition, which kind of gives you some different options, as we always talk about. You've got some gloss black Mazda emblems and badges, and a new white interior option on this Turbo Premium Plus that I have. Unfortunately, we don't have that. We just have kind of your, prototypical black, but it still looks great. And Dad, as you and I have talked about multiple times on the Mazda side of things, these vehicles really are phenomenal, right? They look and feel like a luxury SUV without the associated price tag, which, speaking of price, mm-hmm. Let's kind of get to it, Dad. This actually has a very rare, at least from the information I can gather, price decrease from 2025 to 2026.
Okay.
Now, that may be depending on a lot of different factors, so don't hold me true to that in every case, but I think it's down about $600, at least from my research.
Wow.
That's kind of what indicates.
Nice.
And so, again, and some people are going to say, all I say is this, folks, very rarely are you seeing prices staying the same or decreasing. And so if that happens, we're going to kind of make note of it. As far as vehicles, Dad, again, we've kind of talked about this with a lot of other models, but the CX-50 ranges anywhere from just under $30,000, Dad, to this Turbo Premium Plus, which is about $42,900.
Okay.
And depending on, some of the options on this is about $45,000. Fuel economy, 23 and 29 for an average of 25, Dad. And like I said, this has got the 2.5-liter twin-scroll turbocharger, 227 horsepower, 310 pound-feet of torque in it. It's got 20-inch wheels. I could kind of sit here and talk about it all day. It does have an all-wheel drive system on it, which does matter here in Colorado, Dad, with it being kind of this compact SUV, mid-size SUV, depending on where you want to kind of put it in that mm-hmm. scale. I think that matters because, honestly, Dad, you can pretty much go anywhere with this vehicle. It's not overly large that you have a trouble, parking it or fitting
right.
it into a garage space or whatever it might be. But the nice, I do like its size in that it's not, kind of a mini SUV, if that makes sense, right? It's not the super small SUVs out there where it feels like you're kind of driving mm-hmm. just a taller sedan. This
right.
one actually has a little bit of muscle, a little bit of oomph behind it. It does lack a little bit of cargo space just in terms of metrics, right? Kind of a specification
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and that side of things. It does lack that a little bit. But for the most part, it's a really, really, I think, kind of spacious interior, at least on the interior, on the second row and the first row. I was able to fit, two booster seats in this, able to get three kids, depending on how you kind of apportion it. It's not going to get three seats in the second row, right? It's going to have a little bit of, more flexibility, or not as much flexibility in that as some larger SUVs, but again, it's kind of in that segment that's mid-sized.
Yeah, I think they call it a crossover. And really quick, I want to add for folks listening and for you listening to a review on down the road, this is, of course, we're doing this review in the early part of January. Right now, they have got 0.9 financing for 72 months on that car, which makes it a really good deal.
A fantastic deal, and that's a great point. And again, folks, we kind of talk about this at the end of reviews, but I'm going to note it really quick kind of in the middle of this, which is, if you have not been in a Mazda in a while,
right.
I would highly encourage you to do so just because of the buttons, the apportionments, that how they lay out their infotainment screen, how they lay out their steering wheel controls. There's subtle things. We actually kind of talked about, subtle things in the last segment. But in terms of a car, Dad, there's some subtle things that you probably don't even think of in a car. But if I were to take away the badging of this, put you inside of it, I don't know how many of you,
right.
anyone, Dad, would be able to say, hey, well, this is a Mazda for sure, right? Unless you're car guys like us, drive lots of cars. It just has a lot of great features for the money, in our opinion. And I think it looks great. And like you said, Dad, Mazda has some great financing. I think I'm trying to pull up here as far as their warranty and stuff goes. I actually think they have some really great warranties on their vehicle right now. which again is kind of something that you need to do in today's day and age, is trust people. So outside of that, though, I will say driving, and that's where, in our altitude, Dad, we've talked about it before, that turbo is a really nice feature, right? It helps you get up into traffic without, you know, feeling like you're lagging. You're not having to put the pedal to the floor all the time. And folks, you understand what I'm talking about, especially if you've got maybe a vehicle that heavy or whatever it might be. Maybe you kind of get into traffic at times. Like, man, I just need to get up and go. Otherwise, I feel like I'm going to get run over. This does not have that. Drives well. Again, all of those advanced safety features, the 360-degree camera system, Dad, especially, again, with kids, you know, being able to see those bikes that are in front of you, to the side of you, that maybe that your kid, you know, dropped on the way in, whatever it is, a great vehicle, great value. And honestly, I would say, as we just talked about, encourage people to get out and test drive these vehicles, Dad. Like you said, early January of 2026 right now, encourage you to get to the lot, test drive this, because this may be a vehicle that you say, wow, I can see myself in this, maybe not now, but maybe even a few years from now, as we always say. And when you do that, when you head to your local Mazda dealer, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.